Hi, welcome to lesson one, the history of spell bottles. We're going to be talking about spell bottles and why, how, where they came from, and giving you a little bit of a history lesson. So spell bottles or spell jars, also known as witches' bottles, are spiritual tools that help people identify and pursue their innermost desires. They have been around for a very, very, very long time. In fact, we think that they are backdated as far back as the 17th century. They were used for protection to ward off evil spirits, but nowadays they have a much broader appeal. But here's the thing, here's what I want you to imagine. I want you to imagine that you're living in a time in the 17th century and you are really being pulled in many different directions. In one direction, we have the Catholic Church, who is heavily rooted in hell, heaven, Satan, angels. Then on the other hand, we have the Protestant Church that's just starting to come out at that time. And prior to the churches and religions, there was a much more spiritually, you know, non-doctrine formed religion that was based in sort of Mother Nature. There were women in villages that understood and they knew that it was important for them to collect the herbs and it was important for them to use everything that Mother Earth had to offer us. So you think about nowadays in 2022, it's really interesting to go on the shelves in the grocery store and you see these like cans or jars of bone broth. I mean, back in the 70s when I was, you know, a young girl and I was sick, my mom would make me chicken soup. And she just probably thought, you know, it tastes good, it's warm, it's easy on her throat. But what she maybe didn't know that wasn't passed down from those women that lived in those villages was that the bone broth was healing. The bone broth of a chicken or the bone broth of beef, whichever you were using. And so in the villages and years ago, they were making bone broth. They understood that this was healing, that this was helping people. And so the churches did not like the idea that these village women were able to help heal. They were able to prevent women from getting pregnant. They were able to help women going through menopause. They were able to help men that were struggling to heal. They were able to, they had sort of these tinctures and things for everything, but they also believed in negativity. They understood that there was such a thing as negative energy. We could feel it. You could tell that there was. You had negative energy in people. You had negative energy in things. They were maybe more superstitious, but I start to think and believe that a lot of those superstitions were actually accurate and they were true and they were real and they knew what they were doing. I mean, they talk about salt as being a protective mineral from the beginning of time, really. In biblical times, they speak about salt in the Bible. They speak about it in historical texts, how they would use salt to ward off evil and negativity, being that it would be grounding. So witches' bottles is what they were called. And they were based in old folk magic. And they were really about bringing healing. They were really about protection. And they would take hair. They would take toenail clippings. They would take feces. They would take anything, urine. A lot of the wives would put urine in the bottles and pins and needles and nails. And they would cork them up. And they would fire the cork or they would melt wax on top of the cork and they would seal it. And then they would bury it into the ground. And so they would use this to ward off spirits. They would use horse skulls. They would use dried up furs and hairs. And it was about counteracting spells by other witches. It was about protecting. It was about affirmation. They were manifesting long before they understood and they knew that they were manifesting. They were really about other people and making sure that you weren't trapped into bad or negative energy. They would also use seawater or earth. They would put dirt inside them, sand and stones and knotted threads and feathers and shells and herbs and everything you can imagine that we're going to be talking about. But the biggest thing that I need you to know, the biggest thing I need you to understand is that bottled spells or witches' bottles as we know them were all about protection. And now they have a much more broader meaning and we can use them for so many more things. But it's not something dark, it's not something negative, it's not something that you should fear or that you should worry. It's actually something, and one of those things that I've said in many, many of my courses and many of my teachings, we have to go back in order to be able to go forward. So let's talk about the fundamentals in the next lesson.